Good morning, I'm Celeste Headley here with John Hockenberry. So as we've been reporting, three men were arrested by the FBI on Saturday, two in Denver, one in New York, after a week of somewhat confusing events. 24-year-old Najibullah Zaghi and his 53-year-old father, Mohammed Wali Zaghi, were both arrested in their Aurora, Colorado apartment. Agents also arrested Ahmed Afzali in Flushing, Queens. Zaghi and his father were not actually arrested on terror-related charges.
The allegation is that Mr. Zaghi lied when he said he had no knowledge of 9 pages of handwritten bomb-making material on his computer.
So that's Commissioner Raymond Kelly of the New York Police Department. Bruce Finley is a staff reporter for the Denver Post. Bruce, can you give us exactly what do we know about this? Do we know what they were supposedly targeting in these 9 pages of explosives manuals?
The latest is the release of these documents early Sunday, affidavits asserting that the driver admitted Al-Qaeda training and had bomb-making notes in his laptop. He and his attorney had broken off their voluntary talks with the FBI abruptly Saturday after 3 days of questioning. And, we'd interviewed Mr. Zaghi out here before the FBI, detained them back on Tuesday. He said at the time to us in his doorway there, there is no way I can have any connection to this terrorism. But certainly these affidavits began to make a little more of a case. According to the affidavit, he allegedly told the FBI in Denver that if the handwritten notes that were found on his computer, if they were there, he must have unintentionally downloaded it as part of a religious book that he had downloaded in August.
So basically, he was not arrested on terror charges. He told them he had no connection with Al-Qaeda, and that turned out to be untrue. And he told them he did not have bomb-making instructions on his computer, and that turned out to be not true. And that's what he's been arrested for. Is that correct?
That's correct. Federal charges of making false statements is the legal basis for the arrest at this point.
So David Johnston is also with us. He's a Justice Department reporter for our partner, the New York Times. David, they've also arrested a New York man. What was he arrested for?
Well, he was also arrested on charges of lying to investigators about conversations he had with Mr. Zaghi. In a sense, if you take this from the government's perspective, their view is that these charges really reflect their suspicion that something serious was afoot here, although they are not yet able to define with clarity what it is.
There's also reports that the NYPD maybe jumped the gun in arresting.
Well, you have the New York police and the FBI are longtime rivals in many areas. These are two big agencies that bump into one another on a lot of things, and they've struggled over terrorism in part because it's a very serious matter in New York. For example, in another city like Washington, where there was an attack at the Pentagon, the police defer to the FBI, but not in New York. There's a very aggressive intelligence function, and there's always finger-pointing when there are these kinds of cases.
Well, let's take it beyond the finger-pointing, though, if we could. David Johnston of the New York Times, Justice Department reporter for the New York Times. ABC News reported two things that I wonder if you can confirm or if you have any information on, that Najibullah Zaghi agreed to testify or to give information about Al-Qaeda in the course of these investigations. Do you have anything on that? That's what ABC News is reporting. And secondly, that there were pictures of Grand Central Station in New York on the computer of Najibullah Zaghi, which might have something to do with the New York connection and Ray Kelly's concern here.
Well, I mean, I think the essential piece here is that Mr. Zaghi was dealing with people in New York, and that raised concerns that there might have been some targeting in New York. Look, they have no target here. They have no timing, mm-hmm. and they're not really even sure what the method or means was. They interrupted this thing long before it ever had any real definition. In many of these cases, we see laptops that are confiscated, and there are images and websites downloaded, and these can either have a sinister interpretation or be quite benign. It really takes investigation to understand how serious this may be.
So, Bruce Finley, what are you getting from the law enforcement agents there in Denver? Do you feel like there's information that they're holding back, more details about the story that we have not heard yet?
That's unclear. The U.S. attorney here declined comment. The affidavits certainly only need to give enough to have probable cause for the arrests, but it was interesting that they were able to establish during these lengthy interrogations over 3 days that Zazi had said that he was attending courses at an Al-Qaeda training facility in the tribal region of Pakistan and that he received instruction from Al-Qaeda operatives on subjects such as weapons and explosives. Mm-hmm. Certainly in our own interviewing of Mr. Zazi, at first we were just sort of confirming his story, you know, born in Paktia province, coming over to Peshawar as a boy, and then moving with the family to Flushing, Queens, and then earlier this year to Denver, sort of just trying to confirm details that we'd heard from an aunt and an uncle before. There was a hesitancy, sort of a bristling at some point, and several times on phone conversations he wanted to, you know, punt to the lawyer. So at this stage, I think the ball's everyone is watching to see what that extra evidence
right.
might be beyond the false statements.
Well, one of the things that distinguishes this investigation from a lot of others that we've reported on in the past, and I want to comment from you, Bruce, and then maybe David, Bruce Finley, staff reporter for the Denver Post, David Johnson of the New York Times, there doesn't seem to be an informant in this, you know, I hesitate to call it a conspiracy, in this group that's sort of suggesting targets and designing the so-called attack. I mean, these guys were acting independently. Is that your view, Bruce? And then I want to comment from David.
Well, from I think as far as target and timing, you know, what we'd reported during the week from some authorities that there was no specific information regarding timing, location, or target. You know, Assistant Attorney General Chris on Sunday, you know, acknowledges the same. So I think we haven't seen any details suggesting a plot along the, you know, they've asserted that it's part of an international plot to detonate homemade bombs in the United States, but there's only that one
right.
sentence in the affidavits, and that's not substantiated in any way
right.
at this stage.
David Johnston, any indication of an informant here, like in some other investigations?
Well, you're right. In some of these other cases that we've seen in recent years, the government has inserted a cooperating witness who, you know, in the minds of some, have really laid out the kind of plot that more or less entrapped people into participation. There's not that kind of indication here, although we know so little at this stage. There may be informants and sources here that we're not aware of. One thing that's happened here is that authorities, particularly in New York, where this week there's the UN General Assembly meeting, were extremely hesitant to let this go forward to develop into the kind of clear-cut kind of plot that might have evolved if they'd watched it over a few days. Of course, they didn't have that opportunity because Zazi was, in a sense, tipped to the investigation, and they decided to just move forward before they really knew what this was going to turn into.
Now, from what I understand, David, they copied his hard drive and found photos of Grand Central Station and maybe some links to internet sites of some public events in New York City. Is there any mention of these places as possible targets?
Or of the UN even?
Yeah.
No. There is apparently no clarity as to whether any sites he downloaded would relate to targeting. What he had were these notes, and it was an image of some notes about making improvised explosives. They knew he had training, and they knew he was able to move easily around the United States. Their fear is of a person who is a westernized but committed Al-Qaeda kind of figure who can move in this way and without a great deal of sophistication can do some damage But I don't think that at this point there's any clarity really as to what the intentions of Mr. Zazi were.
Okay, that's David Johnson, Justice Department reporter for our partner, the New York Times. We also heard from Bruce Finley, staff reporter for the Denver Post.